Russia says the possible U.S. exit from the landmark bilateral nuclear arms control treaty would make the world a more dangerous place. The Kremlin rejects the U.S. allegation that it is violating the treaty, saying that Washington is itself in breach of the 1987 pact. Said that such a move will force Russia to take measures aimed at restoring the balance of nuclear power. The Russian foreign minister has also called for Washington's explanation on his planned withdrawal. On Sunday, the U.S. president said that he has decided to quit the treaty. Donald Trump warned that America will have to develop weapons banned as part of the accord unless Russia and China say they won't develop such missiles. China is not a signatory to the agreement, but it has criticized Trump's decision. Beijing says it is wrong of Washington to withdraw from a treaty which helped eliminate nuclear missiles from Europe. Dmitry Zolotarev is a journalist and commentator who joins us to tell us more about this. So what do you think is the exact reason for the U.S. to, all of a sudden, it appears, to withdraw from this treaty?
Well, as usual, the United States was always self-free, was always feeling free of breaking any treaty it signed and in its own manner or playing the other side. The fact is, Russia has never broke, violated the treaty. And the fact is, all weapons which Russia was developing before are compliant according to the treaty of 1987 and everything which was signed before. The real fact that they say in Kremlin that the United States should make an explanation. And I'm going to give the explanation which the United States will never give. The fact is, that United States say that they are quitting because of Russians violating. Another thing, the United States have repeatedly violated the treaty, and the real reason is that Russia is pretty far ahead of the United States in developing the hypersonic weapons. They think that Russia is way weaker than the Soviet Union in 70s or in 80s, and Russia is geographically smaller now than the Soviet Union before, which is not really the key factor to that. Having those weapons which Russia developed the last years, the geography is not a key factor, actually. Having the weapons which can reach pretty far points within a very small time solves the problem. The United States thinks endangered and thinks that quitting the treaty is the only way to get closer to Russia and to move more, even more weapons to Europe. That's how they think. And they do understand that they have nothing to oppose to Russian weapons, and that they are years, decades maybe, after Russia. The thing is that not many countries in the world really appreciate the decision of President Trump, and Great Britain did agree with the United States, but also remarked that it's not a good idea. And Germany openly said that they are endangering Europe, and that's what it is. And the fact is that Trump underestimates the real consequences for the United States of doing like he said. He also said that he may sign a new treaty with China and Russia. I mean, the middle-range weapons, nuclear weapons treaty, which may be can address us to the idea that Trump wants the treaty of its own. He quit old treaty and creates his own. The fact is, I see, like I see it, that President Trump just wants a small trick. We will do what we always used to do, and we'll try to put a leash on China and Russia both, because China was not an active part in previous treaties. And as I see it, that Trump is doing nothing but, again, pushing Europe closer to Russia, because Europe understands that it's not the it's not Russia, Russian Federation, the world should be afraid of. And the thing is that trade circulation between Russia and the European Union just leaped last year. 80%, which is huge. And all these circumstances are saying that any new economic contact between Russia and Europe and other countries will do good, which is absolutely not good for the United States. And I think they are usually warmongering and underestimate the consequences which they should face, because 60s are way over and way back. So they have to think whether they should quit the treaty and quit the nuclear deal, or put the world to nuclear ordeal, because technically and actually it brings brings the world to the brink of a new nuclear opposing between the two great nuclear powers, Russia and the United States.
Very well. Thank you very much for that introspective. Dmitry Zolotarev, journalist and commentator.